have the great construction of the mattress, then the credit place of that food festival on the outside, on the outside of the park above. And just to remind you, this is the 100th year, so it's sort of same for the special celebration. We reached this milestone. We thank you for being here, of course. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Shus Marina Rapshnita. Well, 100 is obviously a special number, but there's an interesting chazal on Odon Ki Akriv Mikem. When we bring a korban, it's Mikem from you. What's the point of the word Mikem? Mikem is 100. It means that everybody should give up something of themselves when they are making room for Hashem in their lives. So it's thanks to Hashem to give us the strength, and thanks to a wonderful audience that we're at this stage. Gematria is a fascinating subject. It's often used, but it's often misused, and we're going to look at some of that. Our main tachlis today is to try and see to what extent Gematria is influential in such things as custom, in din, in tefillah, and so on. But certainly it's something which has been used for jokes or for wedding speeches, Sheva Brochus, putting together the names of the Chassan and Kala to see how they match. It's all very nice. Sameach Chassan and Kala. In fact, Gematrias has become such a commodity of misuse now that there's an actual website you can go on where you type in your number or your phrase and you get all the equivalent phrases. And so just for fun, I went into it last night to look at North End and Adas Israel, which comes to 1395, and there were at least three phrases which caught my eye. Ehorim yukidu cha'ilim gvoas kivnei tzon. Well, that's a very special thing. And then I found a bit of musa. Ein odom chote eloim kei nichnuso beruach shtus. A person never does a sin unless there enters into him some sort of fantasy in his head. And then I also found for North Hendon Adas Israel, Barack Obama. I'm not mixing in to force his hand when he takes office in the White House. Anyway, we once mentioned before in our shiur about kashrus that McDonald's is the same gematria as trefa, but we're not going to give a shopping list today of weird gematrias, although I did find comfort in the fact that the street I live in, Golders Manor Drive, has the same gematria as 613, although my son claims that I've spelt it wrongly. Anyway, the Mishnah in Perkei Avos says, in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Ches, that gematrias are papurus l'chochma. So although the things like kin and pischei nidah are proper chochma, gematria is papurus l'chochma. Papurus l'chochma means it's not necessarily a wisdom in its own right, but something which is ancillary to chochma, or a dessert, or a backup to chochma. It's not something which is so crystal clear as being a chochma of its own. Nevertheless, the Ramban writes in his introduction to Sefer Bereishis, he says, V'chol ha-nimsa l'Moshe Rabbeinu, things which were handed down to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai in methods of understanding is proper Torah, and he says it includes things for Remizo, Betelos, Ober Gematrios, including Gematrios. So Gematrios are not something to be taken lightly. And the Midrash Tanoim says that when we're talking about Gematrios and the Braisa of Rabbi Eliezer, who says there are 32 ways of darshaning Torah and the 29th way is Gematria, he says, Kach kibalmi misinai. We have this handed down from Har Sinai, the concept of the Aleph Beis and the Gematrias, and on this Yesod, on this foundation, we can do Darashas. We do know from the Braisa of Rabbi Yishmael that there are 13 ways of darshaning, and we want to discuss the Braisa of Rabbi Yishmael. And Gematria is not one of those. It's in the Braisa of Rabbi Eliezer who lists 32 ways, so therefore it sounds like it's of lesser importance because the Braisa of Rabbi Eliezer does not include necessarily all those things for which we're paskening l'halocha. Somebody mentioned to me on our way in, I think, yes, it was Michael, who said, I'm a bit disappointed that you're told sometimes a gematria is one out. It is in fact in this week's Sedra Vayechi, where we learn from the Balaturim, who does thousands and thousands of gematrias, that he says, Ephraim and Menashe, ki Ruvain and Shimon Yuli, Ephraim and Menashe is the same gematria as Ruvain and Shimon. And if you work it out, it's one out. And there are various droshes which say, well, you're allowed to be one out, and the Stei Chemed brings this in his halachic encyclopedia, that you're allowed to be one out, and he brings this from the Chidon, from the Ari HaKadosh, because when you're one out, you're close enough, or we say, Gematria Im HaKolel. Gematria Im HaKolel means the principle, or the word, and we'll come back to that maybe. But the discussion that I would like to concentrate on is, how much do we find Gematria influencing Halacha or Minhag, or just simple drosha? Is it something which is just fanciful, or is it something genuine with no halachic force, or is it something which is genuine which can actually influence certain things? Now we know there is the concept of remez, and remez is that there are numerous hints in the Torah given which can give us an understanding of something. The most famous pad possibly is Imlov on Garti. So Yaakov Avinu sends a message to Esav, Imlov on Garti, I've been sojourning with Lavan, and Garti, Rashi brings down from Chazal, is the gematria of 613. I've been keeping the 613 mitzvahs, so I've been learning about the mitzvahs which I couldn't keep. And we know from Niketz, when Yaakov Avinu says, Redu Shomo, go down to Egypt, so Rashi there says, why can't it just say, Lechu Shomo, go there? So it's a hint, it's a remez, because Redu is the gematria of 210, which is then the number of years which Bnei Yisrael were in Mitzrayim. And we have in Vayera, Vehinei Shlosha Amoshim, there were three angels who came, and Vehinei Shlosha is the gematria of Michoel, Gabriel, and Raphael. There are other interesting ones which give a hint, and we'll just touch on them. In fact, it's puzzling that Esav has the gematria of 376, which is the same gematria as Shalom. How can Esav be the most wicked person, the gematria of Shalom? It shows us, however, that Esav could have been the opposite. He could have, with his own free will, been a tzaddik and been an ish of Shalom. And it's interesting because he's called Ish Yodeah Tzayid. Yodeah Tzayid is 194, and that was given as a pshat, Yodeah Tzayid, not just to trap animals, but an idea of how to deceive people. He deceived his own father, Rashi says. Yodeah Tzayid is 194, and if you add that to Esav 376, you get 570, which equals Rasha. Well, another interesting one is in Esther Rabbah, where the Megillas Esther, V'yomar Melech Lahomon HaKesef Nosun Noch, I give you the Kesef is the same gematria for eights, which are the gallows which he prepared for Mordechai, which is 165. We know from a gematria, a drosha, that Avraham Avinu started to believe in Hashem at the age of 3. How do we know? Because it says, Ekev Asher Shoma Avraham Bekoli, Ekev is 172, he lived 175 years, so for 172 years he was Makir the Borei, Makir Hashem. An interesting one is relating to a Gemara in Nidah Daf Lamed Ches, which the Malbim writes about, where it says God granted Rus Hirayon, a pregnancy, that she gave birth, and there it says Hirayon is the gematria of 271. So even if you have trust in the doctors, you will find that if you count 271 days from the time of mikveh conception, you will very likely hit very closely the date of the expected birth. So that is all remez. Remez as a point of drush to give meanings to pesukim. But let us come then to other ideas, more firm ideas. And we'll go into Agadatah for a moment. And that is the Midrash which talks about, the Gemara talks about Eliezer. Eliezer, the servant of Avraham. Eliezer is 318. And there's the actual pasuk. There's the actual pasuk about Eliezer which says, Vayorkes chanichov yilidei beiso shemona oso shalosh meos. So the Gemara in the Dorim says, this is a figure of 318 servants of Avraham, and Avraham, Ami, Bar, Abos. In the Gemara in the Dorim, he says, Eliezer keneged kulam. Where the Pasuk says 318, it doesn't mean that there were 318 servants. It means there was Eliezer. And the Torah is giving you a direct reference to the importance of Gematria by saying 318 in the actual Pasuk. And then there's another opinion, Ikka de Omri Eliezer de Chushvina Hochi Havei. That's the Cheshbon of Eliezer. But there's a very interesting Ibn Ezra, a fundamental Ibn Ezra, who speaks on that pasuk. The Ibn Ezra says, this idea of cheshbon osios, it's all very nice, of Eliezer, derech derush, But he says, I don't take it away from its pshat, I accept the idea of 318, and if you start making these gematrias, that this means that with gematrias, yachal harotz elhotzi kol shem l'tov l'ra, you can start dashening anything you want, for good or for bad. Rak hashem kamashmar, just take it as it is, the simple way. That is the Ibn Ezra. He's very conservative with a small c, as we might say. That's drush. But if we come to the idea of minhag, there's a very interesting piece in Simon, the Simon Rosh Hashanah, Tov Kuf Pei Tes, Arachaim. The Ramos says, Yesh Bedaktikim, there are people who are particular, Shalei Lechel Egos. I was once offering a distant relation of mine, I remember, some nuts, Rosh Hashanah years ago, and this relation said, no, I don't eat nuts. Rosh Hashanah right through to Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. I said, really? And at the time, I didn't know about this halacha, this minag. And I was told, yeah, well, egos is the gematria of chait. Egos is the gematria of chait? I said, hold on a minute, I don't know where you got this from, but egos is 17. Chait, ches, tes, aleph is 18. Well, you're allowed to be one out. Yeah, come on, you're not going to eat nuts. I mean, nuts form a staple part of my diet. Whenever I'm going somewhere where you can't get kosher food, what do? I buy a packet of nuts. It fills you up, it's a nice meal for the day. You're not allowing me to eat nuts for 3 weeks? All right, it's a minhag. So I found it's written in the Ramah. And the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch, it's not a din, but it's a minhag that on Rosh Hashanah through to Hashanah Rabbah one doesn't eat nuts. Very surprising. Here is a minhag based on a gematria. However, if you look at the Ramah, he says, "Va'od and further, shehein marvim kicho v'niom avatlin hatfila." Nuts give rise to tiredness, and some say it also gives rise to more phlegm, and it can disturb your davening. Ah, well, that's something else already. It's not, and I spoke to a nutritionist about, you know, is it true that nuts cause tiredness? I don't feel tired when I eat nuts. So I was told, well, somebody who's got a weak liver, the liver has to process nuts, and nuts contain oils. Oils often made from nuts, and whenever something contains oils, it's a bigger strain on the liver, and therefore one might get more tired. So there is this idea that one doesn't eat heavy foods, including nuts, on Rosh Hashanah, when you're spending a lot of time in shul and you don't want to fall asleep. And in fact, the Chasam Sofer writes that this minhag of nuts he only kept on Rosh Hashanah till after the second day Musaf, and afterwards he would eat nuts, but he didn't want something which would make him tired in the davening. And the Magen Avraham brings this down and he says, well, any food which you think can make you tired, then you don't eat. And the Matei Ephraim lists various other foods which one doesn't eat. So that, putting it in its context, there's a question, you see, because there's a Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Tes Vav, which actually talks about the children playing with nuts on Yom Kippur, or even shelling them after Mincha on Yom Kippur, so that you don't have to wait too long after the fast is out to have the nuts ready. Ah, it's a preparation and so on. That's the Gemara's discussion. But the principle is that you might be eating nuts when you break your fast on Yom Kippur, and that would go diametrically in opposition to this custom which we've been discussing. The Sefer Minag Yisrael Torah says, well, in those days, people did teshuva me'avot very quickly, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur time, so their avonos became zechuyos, and therefore they would eat nuts straight away. But nowadays, the teshuva me'avot often comes later on Sukkos, and so there is a minag to carry on not even eating nuts right through Sukkos. That's the question in the Gemara. You can't prepare. It's talking about children playing with nuts and shelling nuts, and whether you may do certain things just before Yom Kippur is out in order not to lengthen the fast, and because there is a tsar, a pain in having to wait longer for your food, that the Gemara discusses certain things you might be allowed to do. The practice nowadays is not to do this, and there's no minhag nowadays to crack nuts before the end of Yom Kippur. But that's the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Tes Vav. So there's a minhag. There's a minhag we once discussed about not learning on Xmas Eve, the 24th of December, some say the 6th of January. And it's interesting because there is a certain sefer which tried to learn out a gematria for this minhag. But this gematria seems to be a bit out. The sefer Arugas Habosem, he says he heard b'shem Rav Yecheskel Shraga Halbashtam that there's a posuk, Eis La'asos Hashem Hifru Tero Sechel. You have to learn Torah by day and by night. But Eis La'asos Hashem means, oh, we've got exceptional circumstances because of this time. Eis La'asos Hashem Hifru Tero Sechel is 2, 6, 4, 9. And He says, Zu shosha tzukufas teves nefeles bo. This is the time of the tzukufa of teves. But that's 2659, so it's 10 out. He tries to bring this as an asmachta for the idea of literal. So I was a bit disappointed to find that it was 10 out. But there is another gematria I found, which was way out, which I found quoted from the Sefer HaRokeach, a very choshev sefer which brings dinim, and he learns out various pesukim to a hint that you don't do any work on Chol HaMoed, or that the only work that you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed is a dovah or ha'ovud. Ma'adah Hashem asher tikro son mikroi kodesh, he says, zeh limud al chelu shemot she'osu ba'asiyas malocha, and he does other ones which are she'osu ba'dovah she'ein ha'ovud. But when I worked them out, didn't seem right somehow, but it may be that his cheshbon of gematrias was broader, not just to be the simple plain interpretation of letters of aleph is one, base is two. There are lots of different kinds of gematrias. There's mispakosan, when you narrow things down to one digit. There is when gematria mole, when you have the full words, like the word siyum is spelt samach yud vav mem. If you write it out and spell in full samach samach mem chaf, Yud, Yud, Vav, Dalet. Vav is Vav, Vav. Mem is Mem, Mem. That is called full gematria. You'll find all the hidden letters add up to the same as the revealed letters. The idea being that even if you didn't learn for the scene, you come along and you're participating, you're getting the same reward as though you did the learning as well. That's called... So there are different kinds of gematrias. Lots of... And we haven't got time to explain all the different kinds, but this Bar Koton is like... MS is 441. 4 plus 4 plus 1 is 9. The square root of 441 is 21. Eheyeh. Eheyeh she'eheyeh. Hashem's name. Eheyeh. 21 squared is 441. Hashem is MS. 4 plus 4 plus 1 is 9. 9, take any multiple of 9 in the 9 times table, all of them add up to 9. You don't get this with any other number. 9 times 2 is 18. 9 times 3 is 27. 9 times 4 is 36. 9 times... Every single multiple of 9 always add up to 9. Mathematicians, please give me a theory. But it's the MS of HaKadosh Baruch Hu always comes out to the top. MS always comes through and can never be hidden. Coming back then to the idea of gematrias, to what extent do they influence halacha? There is in fact the B'midbar Rabbah which says that on the dinim of mikveh, how do we know a mikveh has to be 40 saw? Because it says in the Pasuk in Yeshayahu Ches, Mei HaShiluach HaUchim La'at, and La'at is the gematria of 40. But it's not the reason for the halacha. It's a backup to the halacha. Similarly with challah. Challah is the gematria of 43, and it's written that mem gimel beitzim v'chomesh mafrish challah tzorich shifresh achas me'aboyim v'shalash. The minion of challah, 43, hints to the halacha of challah. In fact, it's interesting that when you have a revius, a kos for kiddush, it should be 86 cc. And kos is the gematria of 86. But these are not things handed down from Har Sinai. The Gemara tries very hard to show a gematria for the 39 melachos of Shabbos. We know that it's Torah Shemal Peh that there are 39 melachos of Shabbos. And the Gemara Yerushalmi says, well, Eile HaDavorim, it says in Vayakel, and it says Hey and Ches often intertwined, you know, Hamas, Hamas, Yirach Shemam. So Hey and Ches often intertwined, and so Eile with the Ches makes...
No. Makes,
yeah, well, Eile with a hey is 36, and with a ches is 39. So the Gemara Bavli doesn't accept the Yerushalmi of hey and a ches interchanging. Instead, the Gemara says, well, it's Hadavarim, and Devarim is at least two, and Hadavarim gives you an extra, the hey gives something superfluous, and therefore you get the 39. But this won't satisfy you, because this is already sounding as though we're cheating a bit. What the Gemara is doing is like this. The Gemara is Torah Sheba'al Peh, it's the oral law. And the Gemara wants to find as many mnemonics as possible to try and help people understand things and remember things, because the oral law was not originally written down. So if you've got a gematria to back it up, great, it helps you remember things. So it helps you remember that there are 39 melachos by saying Eile HaDavarim, and there's a drasha about it. But the most interesting one is the Gemara in Nozir. The Gemara in Nozir says, how do we know that a nozir who says, I'm going to become a nozir, is 30 days? Stam nazirus shloshim yom. How do we know that nazirus is 30 days? So the Gemara says, yihyeh, it says in the Pasuk in Parshas Noso, kodosh yihyeh. Yihyeh, the gematria talsin, it's 30. So the Rosh there says, don't think that the Gemara is saying you know the din of Nozir just because the Gematria is 30. He says the Gemara Gemirei lo, the Gemara darshens it, and Asmachua Ach Gematria. It's an Asmachta. It's giving you a backup. It's not in the Shlosh Esrei Midos of Rabbi Yishmael. It's not like Kal Vachomer Gzera Shova Binyanav. It's nice. And the Rambam writes in the Perash HaMishnayis, he says the fact that Stam Naziris is 30 days is something we have handed down from Har Sinai. And it's a smach nazer, al derech a simon. It's a simon, it's a mnemonic. And he says in Hilchas Naziris, in Perek Gimel Halacha Beis, v'dov azeh halacha mipi kabbalah, that a stam nazer is 30 days, it's not because the gematria is 30. Although it sounds from the Gemara as though we learn it out from the gematria. And the Radboud says, we have a Kabbalah that a Nozir is a Nozir for 30 days. And the Gematria is only an indication. And we cannot rely on Gematrias themselves. Tzitzis. Rashi tells us that Tzitzis is the Gematria of 600, and if you add the 8 threads which you have on your Tzitzis and the 5 knots, you get 613, which is Taryag. Very nice. And Tzitzis is called Keneged Kol HaMitzvos. It's like when you keep mitzvahs, it's like all the other mitzvahs combined. But the Ramban says, well, do you really need to have 8 threads? Do you really need to have 5 knots? That's the way we do it. But in order to perform the basic mitzvah, if you've only got 3 threads, if you've only got 2 knots, you know, you're still doing your mitzvah. But it's nice, you know, giving it the name of Taryag. And of course, Torah is 611. Hashem told us 2 mitzvahs himself directly, and then Moshe, Torah Tzivalonu Moshe. Moshe gave us the rest of the Torah. Torah is the Gematria of 611. Interestingly, ribis, to pay or take interest, is an Issudar Raisa, and there are very severe things written about ribis, that one will not come back into Chiyas HaMezim if one gives or takes interest. Ribis is 612. So when you are transgressing the Issur of Ribis, you're not just going against the Issur of Ribis, but you're going against all the other 612 mitzvahs of the Torah. So says the Baal HaTorim. And Neshech literally means bite, but Neshech is a word given for interest. You notice it when you get your credit card bills, because you're paying interest on the interest. It bites. Neshech. And Neshech has the same gematria of Zen Nochosh. This is like a snake. And in Tzichias HaMesim, they're just like it says, there will not be any cure for the snake. A person will not be zocher to Tchiyas HaMesim if he takes ribis. In Tefillah, there is a lot of reference to the idea of gematria, or numbers generally. The Shema, we're particular that it has 248 words, but it hasn't. It's got 245 words, so we add the Kel Melech Ne'mon. Or if you're davening B'tzibah, you've got the extra Hashem Elokechem Emes to make it up to 248, the number of limbs in the body, the Gematria of Mechuspos, the Gematria of Avram, the Gematria of Uriel. 248 is a very important number, with Gematrias being the number of limbs in the body and the number of mitzvahs asay min HaTorah. Haneros Halalu, we said last week on Chanukah, the Shalas Tshuvas of the Mahashal makes a big play on the number of words in Haneros Halalu, and he says, because we're lighting 36 lights altogether on Chanukah, adding 1 plus 2 plus 3 up to 8, you get 36. He says, you'll notice that Haneros Halalu has 36 words. Problem is, when you count it, it's not 36, it's 41. Alright, maybe he had a different Nusach. But a number of Choshev commentaries which comment on this, that Matei Moshe writes on this, Eli Rabba writes on this, he says it's not 36, it's 41. Some have Gersus, maybe it's different to that, but the Nusach of the Rosh, in fact, is 44 words. And 44 actually fits in, because if you had a Shamas for every day, and it's a good idea to have a Shamas because you're not allowed to benefit from the lights, you have the Shamas light, the extra light, so if you're benefiting from light, you have the Shamas, so 36 plus 8 is 44. Fine. It's a problem, but the Minhag Yisrael brings this down to say we must assume, perhaps, that the Mahashal had a different nusach of his Haneros Halalu than the one that we have today. Interestingly, the prayer of Aleinu. In Aleinu, there are some Sidurim which miss out a phrase because it was censored, and a number of them have it in brackets, Shehei Mishtachavim Lehevel Varik Umispalim Elela Yoshia. They daven to a nonsense, Lehevel Varik, to rubbish, and they daven to a God which doesn't save them. Just before, Vanachnu Karim U'Mishtachavim. And there are some Hasidim who have a custom to actually spit a little bit when they say the word Vorik. It might be a bit off-putting for others, but there is a source for this. And so, just don't daven in Chabad, that's all I can say to you. Anyway, this word Vorik has a gematria of 316. And once, it happened in the year 1400, that a baptized Jew who wanted to musser on the Jews went to the Christians and said, you know, the Jews are talking about Yeshu. When they're davening the Aleinu, and they are spitting on the ground, and they're saying, Shehem Shachan Hevel Varik, they are really referring to Yeshu, because Yeshu is the gematria of 316, the same as the gematria of Varik. And that's why the censors crossed out that sentence, because otherwise you think, why should the censors have crossed it out? What is there in it which goes against Christianity? But that's the reason why they eliminated it. And Menashe ben Israel, who was famous for arguing with Oliver Cromwell to allow the Jews into England, he made representations to the censors to say, no, it's got nothing to do with Christianity, please leave in this phrase. Anyway, the phrase has come back into lots of Siddurim, and Rav Shua Leiv Diskin writes that one should say this phrase. The Christians, and in fact the Muslims, jumped onto the gematria bandwagon, because they said, oh, gematria, we got gematrias to support our faith. And there are various books of refutations, and one of them argues that if you look at the gematria of Yekoro, his dear one, that's 316, which is the same as Yeshu. And they tried to use gematrias to support their own case. And this is the point we made from the Ibn Ezra earlier, that it's very easy to bring the evil into the subject when you use gematrias for a means to an end to support what you're saying. And there was also, at the time of the Shabtai Tzvi, the false Mashiach, that his followers were using gematrias to suggest that he was the right person. And in fact, Shabtai Tzvi is the gematria of 814. So Rav Korman writes in his Sefer that the Shabbateans were arguing that Shabtai Tzvi was godly, because they said that if you take the gematria male of Shakai, Shin Dalad Yud, and you spell Shin Yud Nun, Dalad, Dalad, Lama Dalad, and Yud Yud Vav Dalad, they said it came to the similar gematria. But if you look at it, they made a mistake, because the gematria of Shin Dalad Yud Mole is 418 and not 814. And somebody answered back, well, if you look at the Ruach Sheker is 814, which is the same gematria as Shabtai Tzvi. But in a nice playful way also, you get sometimes gematria as a simon. The very, very beginning of the Shulchan Aruch writes, you should get up like a lion in the morning, Yiskabe Ka'ari, to serve Hashem. And there is the question, why is it that he chose just the lion bit? Because the Mishnah in Ovos says that you should be Eiz Kenemer Kal Kenesher Rotzkat Svi V'Gibo Ka'ari. You should be forceful, like, you know, tigers or eagles or deers, and strong like a lion to do the Rotzen of Hashem. And it's the answer he gives is that the gematria of Yiskabe Ka'ari is the same as the gematria of Rav Yosef Cairo. Yosef ben Cairo. So he puts a simon. There is an idea that when a person writes a sefer, there's a simon of his name hidden inside it. Anyway, Yosef ben Ephraim Cairo. That's 846, which is the same as Yiskabe Ka'ari. A very interesting gematria I came across, which is handed down by Shane the Vilna Gaon. For the mathematicians amongst us, but don't worry if you're not a mathematician, which I found quite amazing. When we're talking about the Mizbach HaNechoshes, the copper altar, and it's written about in Malachim Aleph, in chapter 7, verse 23, it's also in Divrei Yom, in chapter 4, verse 2, and there's a similar loshon used, that they made it of metal, 10 cubits diameter, circular in shape, 5 cubits high, a 30 cubit line around, the Kav Shaloshim Bo'amo, 30 cubits round. And so you've got a 10 cubit diameter. The word actually used in the posuk, Vayasis Hayom Mutzak, Eser Bo'amo Misfosov Adsfosov. So that's 10 amas diameter, Ogul Soviv, all around, the Chomish Bamakoma, so 5 height, the Kav Shloshim Bo'amo, and the Kav, the line around it, the circumference, being 30. And the Gemara says that approximately pi is 3. The Gemara says. So the diameter multiplied by 3 will give you the circumference. But we all know But it's more than three. It's three and a seventh.
3.1.
Thank you. So there's an amazing piece on this, because if you look at the pasuk, there is a kri and a kasiv. We read it as v'kav, but it's written as v'kavo. There is an extra hey there. Kavo is the gematria of 111. Kav is the gematria of 106. If you divide 111 by 106, you get 1.0471. And if you multiply that kavo gematria by 3, which is the value given the posuk, you get 3.1415. Which, to four decimal places, is pi. So that is a remez in the posuk with a kri and a kasiv to give you the real meaning of what pi is. A number of mafarshim who say how beautiful gematria is, but how careful we have to be. The Talmud of the Grot, the Kol HaTorah, writes in Perek Gimel, he says there's a big klal gadol in gematrias. He says it has to be based on an existing concept, or an existing din, or a tradition which we have a Masorah for, going back to past generations. We cannot make it up ourselves. And the Ramban writes in Sefer HaGeulah, he says, in Daf Resh Samach Beis, he says the whole thing about gematrias is the problem is that people will misuse it. And you'll get an Inyan Rav, a Zor b'cheshbon hazeh. And he says, Ein Odom Rishoy Lodun b'cheshbon gematria. A person is not allowed to start making up his own gematrias, which might point into an evil direction, something which is bedato in his idea. If he wants to prove something and says, right, I'm going to find a gematria to prove what I want, then that is negat haTorah. But nevertheless, says the Ramban, it's Kabbalah b'yad Rabbeinu Seinu Chochmei HaTalmud HaKadoshim. It's something handed down to from Chazal, ki nimstru l'Moshe b'Sinai. It is something, nevertheless, given to Moshe at Har Sinai. Gematrius Yuduos, which can be a zecha, a way of remembering something, or an oath, or a remez, or a way of helping us understand something. And we discussed before the Ibn Ezra, and the dangers of such things as Christianity, Shabtai Tzvi. Apparently the Muslims also claimed gematrias to support themselves, because they said that there are 19 letters in the first verse of the Quran, and they said that's Keneged 19 guards on guardians of Gehinnom, and they bring number 19 right through the Quran to say how prominent it is. And everything is unfortunately distorted and misused and hijacked from us. Midrash Tanoim, we mentioned earlier that it's something which is only if it's handed down from Har Sinai. That is then, in a nutshell, our subject of gematrias. It is on its own not a valid method of derivation, but you can derive whatever you want, but you can also get great inspiration. Rav Yehuda HaChosid, who wrote in the 12th century, there are two fat volumes giving thousands and thousands of gematrias of different pasukim matching to each other and in their objective and in their meaning. And it would take you ages just to get through. And the Balaturim going right through the Torah, but the main life of the Balaturim was spent. Who was the Balaturim? He was the Tor. He was the one who was the forerunner of the Shulchan Aruch, who wrote out the halachas. So his primary objective in life was to give people the dinim. And for him it was a sideline to write a perish on the Torah giving thousands of gematrias. It's something we can appreciate, but something nevertheless that we have to be careful about. And the very final Mishnah of Shas in Masecht Uksin says, Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'anchil Kol Tzadik V'Tzadik Shai Olomus. In the future Hashem Sparach will reward Tzadikim with 310 worlds. How do we know 310 worlds will be the reward for each tzaddik? Shneim, as it says in the pasuk, the hanchel avay yesh, those say amale. We learn it from a gematria, because it says yesh, hanchel avay yesh, those say amale. Yesh is 310, and it's a good one always for sheva brachas, because chosan and kala are sitting together. And why 310? Because you need both the chosan and kala together to make 620, because there are 620 mitzvahs, including the 7 mitzvahs d'rabbanon, and the two together, so in order to fulfill your tachlis, 613 midaraisa, plus 7 midrabbanon, where you make the asher kiddushonu b'mitzvosov, yeah, like Matilas Yodayim, Hadlakas Ner Shabbos, Mikra Megillah, Ner Chanukah, there are 7 of those, and 630 plus 7 makes 620, so you need marriage in order to be functioning properly as a wonderful Jew. That then is the beauty of gematrias. with the sort of government health warning on them, saying they might be nice, but the misuse of them can be bad for your health.
Rabbi Chananah ben Akiva. Rabbi Eli Torn, giving up and becoming voluntarily, really. This part of about 8 years now since we've had the shiur, it's the 100th shiur. And on behalf of the shiur, I'd just like to give him a small token of our appreciation to show him that his time is precious to us, but also his words are precious to us. And thank you very much for giving the shiur. And if he wishes, we would like him to continue for another 100 shiur and
here we live.
I did try to think of one, but I didn't like that.